The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Mercy Sua. In the headlines, President Mahama challenges African leaders to create equal opportunities for all their citizens. Majority leader in parliament accuses minority of mischief on the state of the economy. Northern regional executive of MPP optimistic of incident-free Congress as an aspirant threatens court injunction. NADMO takes steps to ameliorate effects of flooding in Accra. U.S. warns Russia over latest tensions in eastern Ukraine. And Venezuelan president to meet opposition leader for the first time over protests that have left 39 dead. But first, a summary with Nadia Gliago.
President John Mahama stressed the need for African leaders to pay close attention to the current trend of urbanization and come out with strategies that will ensure that their citizens enjoy equal opportunities. President Mahama made the remark at the opening of the 7th World Urban Forum in Medellin, Colombia. The majority leader in parliament, Dr. Benjamin Kumbuos, asked the minority to be honest in their criticism of the true state of the economy. Speaking on Behind the News, Dr. Kumbuos attributed the difficulties of the economy to capital-intensive infrastructural projects commissioned by the NPP in the latter part of 2008 without any clue on how such projects could be financed. The NPP has expressed optimism that its upcoming Congress in Tamale will be a success. Northern Regional Secretary of the party, Sulu Salifu, told Radio Ghana that adequate accommodation as well as security have been put in place. Meanwhile, an aspirant, Richard Nyama, has threatened a court injunction on the Congress if aspirants are not allowed to address delegates. Mr. Nyama said the decision by the party's election committee is unconstitutional. Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, is to meet opposition leaders to help put an end to street protests, which has left 39 dead. The meeting, which is the first of its kind, was proposed by foreign ministers of the South American regional group, ANSUR. And U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has warned Russia over latest tensions in eastern Ukraine, saying any Russian efforts at destabilization will incur costs. In a conversation with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov, Mr. Kerry said Russia is refusing to recognize the new authorities in Kiev after pro-Russia demonstrators seized government buildings in three cities.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with factual, accurate and credible information. We are reliable. And now the news in detail. The majority leader, Dr. Benjamin Kumbuos, has asked the minority to be candid in their criticism of the true state of the economy. He told Radio Ghana's Doreen Ampofu on Behind the News that the structure of Ghana's economy has not changed since the colonial period, hence the current challenges. He also blamed the difficulties of the economy on capital-intensive infrastructural projects commissioned by the NPP in the latter part of 2008 without any clue as to how such projects could be financed.
I've made it very, very clear that since 1900 thereabout, the structure of Ghana's economy has not changed. So when you are beginning to take only your macroeconomic basis and use that to judge a particular regime that is in power at any point, you are certainly not addressing the issue of Ghana's economy. Why are people running away from the structural arrangements of the economy, which has nothing to do with what we have today? And they are behaving as if the structure of the economy has its own disorientation just because NDC is in power. As every one of the economists is making a comment on it, that they should explain since when the economy and its structure has remained stagnated.
Now, sir, the minority held a news conference today on the current state of the economy in Accra. Now, among others, they believe the government has ballooned the country's debt stock unjustifiably from $8 billion in 2009 to $55.6 billion in 5 years. Now, is there a way out of this?
One of the things that I keep saying about the debt structure of Ghana is that people are looking at it not in a cumulative way, but in a disjointed way. Even loans that were contracted by other governments, they added. Discount the loans that were taken by one government, reduce it, and you find out what is the quantum of the debt that the industry took. But the question is not about taking loans or not taking loans. It's about what you use the loans for. If you spend your life walking around cantonments and Laboni and Legon and all those other places, you will not know what is going on in this country. Move outside there, tell them to move outside there, go to places to see the infrastructure development that is taking place. And these are scientifically verifiable. You say you don't know the loans they have taken and what it is being used for, because there's no visibility of those loans. It is because you don't even know where to go and look for where those loans are being used.
Majority Leader in Parliament, Dr. Benjamin Kumbuo. The Minority Caucus in Parliament has asked government to bring the contract agreement for the reconstruction of the Ridge Hospital back to Parliament for necessary due diligence on the project. To the Minority Caucus, the nation is being shortchanged and Parliament must rise up to stop the apparent malfeasance inherent in the contract agreement. At a news conference in Accra to deliver what the caucus termed the true state of the nation, the minority leader, Osechi Mensa Bonsu, said the agreement, which smacks of impropriety, must not be allowed to stand in its current form. The minority leader touched on key sectors of the economy and observed that increasingly there's growing despondence and mistrust fueled by cronyism, unbridled corruption, wastage and maladministration in the country. For the details, here's a report by Dominic Lodgy and Augustus Akwe.
The minority's true state of the nation address centered on the economy, law and justice, education, health, agriculture, housing and trade. On the economy, Mr. Chimensa Bonsu said the fundamentals are hopeless and cannot be described as sound. He said it is worrying that within 5 years, the national debt has escalated from 9.5 billion cedis to 55.6 billion cedis, representing 58% of GDP. He stated that indications are that by the end of this year, the figure will reach 60% of GDP if government does not change the course of its economic management style. Mr. Chimensa Bonsu noted that government has overborrowed and there isn't much to show for all the loans contracted. On health, the minority leader called for the termination of the capitation program in Ashanti if the program cannot be extended to other regions. He reiterated the NPP's call for the Ridge Hospital Project Agreement to be re-examined.
The nation is being shortchanged. Parliament must rise up in unison to confront this apparent malfeasance. What is even worse is the fact that the Ministry of Health itself, after the attention has been drawn to this impropriety, went into negotiations with the contractor, Michel's Boeing Batiman International. Arising out of so-called negotiations, the Ministry of Health requested for a 10% discount, which would have amounted to 20 million, even though Crown Agenda stated a downward review of the contract by a sum of 132 million. The ministry itself, in entering into the negotiation, have proposed to review the cost downwards by 88.25 million United States dollars from the initial 132 million proposed by Crown Agents. At the end of the supposed negotiation, the ministry agreed with the contractor to a 6% discount. That amounts to 27 million. Even that, the contractor has indicated that there will not be any refund, but that it will be applied to additional works. Mr. President, that is the state of our nation.
Mr. Chimensa Bonsu lamented about the reduction in food production, shortage of premix fuel, cost of transportation as a result of frequent increases in the prices of petroleum products, and a huge housing deficit. He spoke about the challenges in the energy sector.
The problem in the energy sector are self-inflicted and ensued from indecision and not well thought through policies of government. Till date, government is hugely indebted to the bulk oil distribution companies, which debt is destabilizing the BDCs and also deepening the risk exposure of the commercial banks in the country. The fate of Tema oil refinery is so handy. And even though the wind dam has been commissioned, it has run into problems. About 25% of electricity generated is lost because EPG transmission network is in a terrible state of disrepair. EPG needs about $700 million in deficit. Government is not assisting, but government owes ECG hugely. In the meantime, ECG loses over $110 million yearly due to poor transmission.
You heard Minority Leader Osechi Mensa Bonsu in that report by Dominic Lodgy and Augustus Akwe. The Northern Regional Organizing Committee of the New Patriotic Party says it has secured adequate accommodation for delegates ahead of this weekend's Congress in Tamale. The Regional Secretary of the party, Sule Salifu, disclosed this in an interview with Radio Ghana in Tamale. He said an appeal by the regional executive to the Regional Education Office to use boarding facilities in senior high schools in the metropolis has been granted. There are more than 10 public boarding senior high schools in the Tamale metropolis. Mr. Sule was, however, quick to add that the provision is only for delegates and any other persons or groups attending the Congress must look for their own accommodation. Mr. Salifu said all the groundwork has been completed and expressed optimism that the party will have a successful Congress in Tamale. Security has been beefed up in Tamale ahead of the Congress. Meanwhile, an aspiring national youth organizer of the NPP, Richard Nyama, has threatened to place a court injunction on the party's upcoming delegates conference scheduled for Tamale this weekend if aspirants are not allowed to address delegates. He said the decision by the party's election committee not to allow the contestants to address the delegates is unconstitutional. He told Radio Ghana that if the NPP wants to make changes on how it conducts elections, it must do so after broader consultation. Meanwhile, the party's election committee insists it will not be able to allow all 44 contestants to address delegates in Tamale due to time constraints. Deputy Director of Communications, Perry Okujetu, expressed shock at the decision of Mr. Nyama and asked him to respect the rules of the NPP. Three representatives from the Ministry of Finance appeared before the Judgment Debt Commission inquiring into the payment of judgment debt and other related issues at its new location, the former office of the Constitution Review Commission in Accra, yesterday. They were the counsel, Sarah Podu, and director in charge of external mobilization bilateral, Kwajo Ewia-Piasa. They appeared in respect of the management contract between Ghana Telecom and Telecom Malaysia, which was abrogated by the government of Ghana due to ineffective management. We bring you Ernest Obinganim's report.
Briefing the commission on the telecom transaction between the government of Ghana and Telecom Malaysia, the lead counsel, Domitique Kofi Sopo, said Ghana Telecom entered into a management agreement with Telecom Malaysia, but it was terminated. Telecom Malaysia then went for arbitration. The counsel for the Ministry of Finance, Sarah Fafakodo, presented a settlement agreement between Ghana Telecom and Telecom Malaysia and correspondence related to the transaction. The Commissioner, Justice Yah Apau, cautioned the media against sensational reportage of proceedings of the Commission. He urged the media to report the issues as they are and not put a spin on them.
Ernest Obing-Innings report. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, the major stories. President Mahama challenges African leaders to create equal opportunities for all their citizens. Majority leader in parliament accuses minority of mischief on the state of the economy. Northern regional executive of NPP optimistic of incident-free Congress as an aspirant threatens court injunction. NADMO takes steps to ameliorate effects of flooding in Accra. U.S. warns Russia over latest tensions in eastern Ukraine. And Venezuelan president to meet opposition leader for the first time over protests that has left 39 dead. Do stay with us. Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with factual, accurate and credible information. We are reliable. Welcome back. President John Mahama says the time has come for Africa's leaders to critically look at the emerging urban age and craft interventions that create equal opportunities for all their citizens to make their towns and cities viable. This is the only way to curb the rural urban drift and the millions of Africans who risk their lives in search of better opportunities in Western Europe. President Mahama was delivering the keynote address at the opening of the 7th World Urban Forum in Medellin, Colombia. The forum is focusing on inequalities in urban development. Representatives from about 165 countries are participating in the five-day forum. Other speakers at the event include the Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos and the Executive Director of the UN Habitat Program, Dr. Jan Kloss. A report by Pascaline Adadevo.
The United Nations Assembly directed about 2.8 million people in the world major cities and also to that increase by 3.9 billion in inadequate infrastructure, transport systems, lack of jobs and access to basic needs, urbanization, early counseling, the big challenges that are expected development, public that and people in the big cities and towns of inner clusters. Pressure is put on the system structure and plans are suspended on the first period. What American government needs to do is to engage more to help governments transfer development from the top to the bottom to care for rural urban goods, as well as our government with a more assured development plan. At the time, I think that first means of urbanization because everything is centered in the middle. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos said Colombia is part of the living challenges that we never share to meet urbanization drive. It is one of the fastest growing economies. In that job, the greater than about 2.5 million people are out of poverty. The secret to build the economy to the whole process is putting people first in the national development agenda. Coincidentally, this is also the first of 4 pillars along which President Mahamudu wants to build his governance system.
Because Medellin, a few years ago, was identified with drug trafficking and crime. Nobody wanted to come to Medellin. Colombia was also considered a failed state. And the truth of the matter is that very few people believe in Medellin or Colombia. But today, whereas Medellin is the global benchmark for urban development with equity and synonymous with good living at the international level, Colombia more and more is close to putting an end to 50 years of domestic armed conflict and is one of the most attractive growing economies in the world. And people wonder, how can we achieve that? And the answer is not hard, it's simple, and that is by putting people first.
President Mahamat mentioned that organization is critical to development. He noted that he was a person that the Arab Spring, the Spring Africa particularly, is a government to be sensitive to the needs of the poor and the vulnerable. This calls for regional integration efforts and support of rural governments in really large infrastructure development programs. President Mahama is a strong advocate of sustainable urban development and closely involved in tackling the poverty.
We thank the investment in the sector, it is imperative and urgent is a matter of key equitable organizations in the African urban age that we use the problem. We build human capacity to improve urban planning and city management. We scrutinize the experience of experience and best practices across the continent. Our city and resources must be brought together to work them to learn from each other and from experts. We must issue the network among our social training institutions that are engaged in city urban planning and urban management. We must support city-to-city cooperation in order to diminish the dual goals of economic cooperation and partnership. These are the first in the North, South, and South Side climate platform, recognizing that we all have something to learn and serve with each other as we're doing at this urban progress and
unfolding. The is the second legacy from Colombia. It was made the most innovative state of the world last year due to advances in politics, education, social development, among others. The city of Medellin is a sight to behold with beautiful and perfect flowers dispersed as an export commodity from Medellin, Colombia, Ghana.
The National Disaster Management Organization, NADMO, is embarking on a regional education campaign to sensitize and create public awareness on flooding in markets within the Accra metropolis. The campaign will, among other things, educate market women on the need to take precautionary measures during rainy season. The director of Hydromet of NADMO, Mrs. Sarah Dinku, made this known at the official launch of the program. Test results of blood samples from the 12-year-old girl who was suspected to have died from the Ebola virus in Kumasi have proved negative. Doctors at the Komfanochi Teaching Hospital CAS over the weekend sent the samples to the Noguchi Research Institute at the University of Ghana for confirmation of the presence of the deadly virus. But the Minister of Health, Sherry Aiti, at a news conference yesterday said there's no Ebola outbreak in Ghana, adding that all hospitals along the borders have been asked to create isolation units for persons with symptoms of the virus. And in foreign news, the U.S. has voiced great concern over heightened tensions in eastern Ukraine after pro-Russian demonstrators seized government buildings in three cities. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov in a phone call that any Russian efforts at destabilization would incur costs. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro is set to meet opposition leaders for the first time since the start of street protests that have claimed 39 lives. The meeting was proposed by foreign ministers of the South American regional group UNASUR. The ministers are in the capital, Caracas, for talks aimed at trying to end the violence. The unrest started nearly 2 months ago in reaction to high levels of violence, inflation, and food shortages. The UNASUR Commission had already visited Venezuela to force a dialogue after meeting top diplomats of Brazil, Argentina, Colombia, Bolivia, and other countries for more than 1 hour. Mr. Maduro said he is ready to offer a positive message of peace today. To end the news, the main points again. President Mahama has challenged African leaders to create equal opportunities for all their citizens. The majority leader in parliament has accused the minority of mischief on the state of the economy. The NPP has expressed optimism that its upcoming Congress in Tamale will be a success. Northern Regional Secretary of the party, Sule Salifu, told Radio Ghana that adequate accommodation as well as security have been put in place. And the U.S. has warned Russia over latest tensions in eastern Ukraine. The news was presented by Mercy Sowah in Accra.